The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, and joining us in studio, in town, actually in Toronto last night, Bills running back C.J. Spiller. C.J., always good to have you here. Thanks very much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me on the show again, John. It's always good to come by here and talk with you.
In fact, you said on your way in, my favorite host.
Yeah, favorite host. You know, you keep it simple, you keep it easy for me.
We like to keep it simple. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what you've been doing. First of all, you're back here at the stadium doing a variety of things, including shooting some television ads for the Bills for season ticket sales, right? What was that like today?
It was wonderful. You know, just did a couple different shots in the field house, went in the weight room, did a couple shots, and then went to the stadium. So I think once they put it all together, I think it's going to turn out real wonderful.
Do you have a lot of speaking lines, or is it mostly just glaring at the camera looking like a bad guy?
Yeah, just glaring at the camera looking like a bad guy, telling the season tickets holder they need to renew their tickets up so we can get this thing turned around.
They do a great job with that, those spots, and obviously the Bills fans usually respond not just to the to the ads, but to the fact that people love their football here. I mean, you're really talking to an audience that is probably predisposed towards buying season tickets.
Exactly, and that's the thing that I love about playing up here so much, because of the fan base and how passionate they are, you know, considering that, you know, it's just us and the Sabres. So, you know, we kind of want to get things turned around so they can have more to cheer about, you know, and not having something dreadful think about. So, you know, it's a building process, and we're looking forward to the next, I guess you can say, block that we'll put on the foundation.
Yeah. Let me talk. You here in Orchard Park today. Last night you were in Toronto for the Conn Smythe Award dinner, and talk about that experience, what that dinner was like at the Metro Toronto Convention Center last night.
It was an eye-opening, you know, to see how blessed you are when you just step away from the game of football. You know, everybody wraps up about the wins and losses, but to go there and see the kids that's, you know, not physically able to do the things that you do or need a helping hand to be able to get around, you know, with Emily and Ty Young that got inducted to be the ambassadors for the Seals last night. You know, it puts everything in perspective and makes you appreciate life. And to me, it made me think about, you know, there's more to football than just, you know, running touchdowns. You know, it's, you know, people out there that really needs help. And, you know, I'm glad I was able to be a part of that organization, that event that took place in Toronto.
What did I see? They had you answer questions from Gord Stellick. Is that what they did instead of a speech for you?
Yeah, just answer some question. It was a you know, a funny thing. You know, he's a comedian, so he kind of kept it light on everybody. You know, he kind of tried to take a jab at the Bills, but I held our ground. I told him that we'll be staying in Buffalo. We won't be moving to Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure now. Did you run into a lot of Bills fans there? Can you detect that maybe the Bills are establishing some kind of a presence in Toronto?
They are. You know, I ran into a lot of fans there in Toronto, and they're definitely excited about us coming up there playing again this year. So you can definitely see that they starting to get more. You know, I don't know how it was before I got here, you know, but now they're starting to get more involved with the team. They're excited about the team. Now we just got to do our part, and let's go out and win games.
Yeah. Hey, CJ, we haven't talked to you in a while, and you are, 6 or 7 weeks ago, you were in Honolulu for the Pro Bowl. Tell me about that week, that experience. How did that go?
It was a great experience for me. Pretty much brought my whole family out to enjoy that time. You know, was able to get around your peers and learn from guys. You know, everything you hear about the guy like Peyton Manning is true. The way he conducts his business, how he get ready for games, to how that one-on-one talk to kind of pick his brain, you know, what it takes to be a leader and, you know, push guys and, you know, to do that and to be with the running backs with Aaron and Jamal and Reese, the fullback from the Oakland Raiders. I mean, just met friends and, you know, new people. So, I mean, it was a wonderful experience for me.
We read about that going into that week, how Peyton Manning kind of called everybody together and said, we got to put on a show, a better show than we have in the past. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was just, you know, get there the first night, little team meeting. I guess he's always been like the spokesperson, I guess you can say. And that's pretty much what he said, is you want to put on a good show, because if not, they're going to end up canceling the game. And, you know, who knows what the NFL is going to do. I know the people over there, they really embraced us. So I definitely love for the Pro Bowl to continue to go, just because of the fan base that we have over there.
The game itself, I mean, 62-35 final score, kind of gets out of hand. What's the atmosphere like at that game when you're playing in that game?
I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, it was a big crowd. You know, the fans were really into the game, besides from the fight that broke out.
Yeah.
I mean, you just out there amongst your peers, just having fun. But at the same time, you're being competitive at trying to win the game.
Talking with Bills running back C.J. Spiller. He is in town for a variety of reasons here in Buffalo and in studio with us right now. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. You're spending a lot of your time in California. In fact, the last couple of weeks training in Southern California. Who are you training with and what kind of training are you doing?
Well, I'm back to where I always went to when I got ready for the combine. The trainer's Ryan Capretta, Proactive Sports, up in Westlake Village. Right now it's only me, both Matthew's brothers, Taylor Mays, Jimmy Clausen, and then a couple of draftees that's getting ready. I actually met a D lineman that played at Syracuse. He's out there getting ready for the draft or whatever. And
okay.
He kind of gave me a little inside scoop on the coaching staff.
Okay, yeah.
But, I mean, just go out there and the reason I go to just focus on getting my craft ready for another season. So, definitely they had a great weeks of preparation so far, and decided to get back out there and finish it up.
This is what, the third or fourth year you've been out there in California?
I guess you can say it's about my fourth year. Yeah.
And how does the training regimen change from when, you know, you're getting ready from the combine 3 or 4 years ago to where you are now?
Well, when you get ready for the combine, you're just doing combine specific stuff.
Yeah.
But then now that you'd have been into the league, you're doing more of explosive stuff, lifting weights, and then also you out there training with other guys, because when you getting ready for the combine, you just with the draft guys that's coming out, but now you with the other, you know, guys you grew up watching playing on TV, like the Clay Matthews and the, you know, Antonio Cromartie's and the Terrell Suggs.
Right.
So, you know, it's been exciting. You know, the only thing, we just ain't got enough Buffalo Bills out there. I'm working out with two New England Patriots, both the running backs out there with me. So it's been fun, though.
You know, and I'm not going to suggest that you're getting old, but 4 years in, do you find that your training, your off-season training, changes a little bit to adjust for the rigors of the season, the hits that you take during the course of a season?
Not really. You know, I kind of try to do it differently every year. I think I try to pick up something new. This year, my thing was cycling. You know, I just started riding a bicycle. You know, sometimes I ride my beach cruiser with my nephew on the back, or sometimes I just get on a little speedster and just ride around town when I'm back in Florida. So that was something that I wanted to pick up, and, you know, it's been good so far.
We got our guy Jeff Matthews, the Bills director of broadcasting, going out there next week to shoot a video story with you. And are you going out into the hills or something with him, did he say? Or?
Yeah, he'll come out, shoot Thursday, and then Friday, we call it Road Trip Friday, we'll be going to the sand dunes. So it's going to be interesting. That's a tough one there.
What do you run, sand dunes?
Yeah, you just run up. It's like a big old hill, but it's nothing but sand. You just run up. You have us run up it. You do. You might run 50 yards, or you might run 20 yards and then have to shuffle and do a four-cone drill. So, I mean, it definitely gets the legs tired very quickly.
Yeah, we'll look for that on BuffaloBills.com in a couple of weeks when Jeff goes out there with C.J. Spiller. C.J. in the studio with us tonight on the John Murphy Show. And among the things you're getting done here while you're in Orchard Park these days is a chance to sit down a little bit with the coaching staff. Have you met Coach Marone or Coach Wheatley yet?
Haven't met him. Hopefully, as soon as I get down here, I get a chance to go meet those guys. I'm definitely looking forward to it, to finally get to meet them and, you know, see what the expectations are, you know, of me, and then just give them my point of view of, you know, what I expect of myself. So definitely just breaking ground, you know, shaking those guys' hands and just putting names with faces.
What have you heard about Coach Marone from the guy from Syracuse that you mentioned?
I heard nothing but great things. You know, he's going to work hard. You know, he wants to win. He's going to get the best out of his players. So, you know, and that's the thing that you love about a coach, a guy that's going to bring some energy to the team and that love, that has the same mindset you have of winning.
And your running backs coach, Tyrone Wheatley, is a guy who's had some success as a running back in the league. What does that mean to you?
It lets you know that he's been there. You know, he's been and done, you know, what I'm trying to do with my career. So to have that, you know, it's going to be a huge step for the whole running back group, you know, because – Coach Mockins, he was, you know, one of my best running back coaches I ever had. But now we're getting the guy that actually played the game in the NFL. So he knows the toll and, you know, what it takes to perform at a high level week in and week out.
You know, we talked to Coach Wheatley a couple weeks ago on the show, and he talked about how when he was in the league, he had to split reps with the Giants and with the Oakland Raiders. He kind of knows what you and Fred have gone through the last couple of years.
Exactly. And, you know, I read that, and so he kind of got understanding for both guys, you know, so that's a good thing. He'll be able to relate to us.
He also talked about thunder and lightning. And I think you were the lightning part of the thunder and lightning combination.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. You know, lightning up in, I got that name back in my sophomore year in high school, and it kind of just stuck with me ever since.
CJ, where, I mean, 1,244 yards rushing last year. Where can your game go next? Your first 1,000-yard rushing year last year, and you did obviously, you know, surrender some reps to Fred Jackson until Freddie got hurt. Where would you like to take your game next as far as number of carries, number of yards, production?
Well, John, to be honest, I really don't put a number of what I want to do. You know, I set goals, you know, you're supposed to. I think I write them down, but, you know, I really don't discuss them, you know, because at the end of the day, the most important goal to me is that win and loss column. And getting to that Super Bowl that's going to be held in New York. You know, that's the only thing that really matters once that season starts. Yeah, I write down my goals and put them to the side. I look over them, you know, examine them. But then once the season starts, I put them away and then just focus on the season. You know, and if I hit my goals, I check them off at the end of the year. If I don't, it'll give me something to strive for the following year.
When you are home in Florida or working out in California and you see the roster moves, you know, Donald Jones, David Nelson, George Wilson, Nick Barnett, Chris Kelce, gone. What goes through your mind? I mean, you got to know that things are changing.
Yeah, it does, you know, and that's the nature of this business. You just named, you know, great leaders that we lost, you know, but that gives another guy a chance to step up, you know, include myself, a young guy, to try to take that next step of becoming a leader of this team. So, you know, we definitely miss those guys, but, you know, those guys understand that's the nature of the business. We understand that. And hopefully somebody can step up into that role.
We are not even midway through the offseason yet, and you guys will be back here, what, April 1st, April 2nd, I guess, for OTAs, voluntary. You don't have to come back. Are you coming back April 1st for that?
I will be back. You know, I think it's, you know, I always came back. I think especially this year with the changes that we've made, I think it's very important that everybody shows back, you know, and try to get our foundation started the right way. So I know I can only speak for myself that kind of April 1st, I'll be back in Buffalo.
CJ, thanks for coming by. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you, John, for having me.
CJ Spiller, Bills running back, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.